Okay, final. Monte Ball out for the game, groin. Everybody else is probable. Do you want the list? Are you guys all good? Yeah, so Monte's out. Any questions?
Juwan's been good the last 2 days then.
Yep, he's probable for the game. He's had a good week, and we're counting on him for the game versus the Jets.
You've left before on road trips early. What's kind of the advantage you like of getting out early?
Well, you know, it varies a little bit on kickoff and a little bit on how many time zones we travel. Not going into too much detail. Been doing it for about 8-9 years now, and I think it's proved to be better than the other way.
DeMarcus Ware talked a little bit about maybe like a defensive dinner or something like that, kind of a team bonding thing. Do you get that sense of the 8-9 years that you leave early?
Good yeah, it does, you know. More camp-like, you know, they're with each other, no distractions. So I found that to be, you know, part of the advantage of it as well.
What do you guys do, the walkthrough Saturday then, or your practice tomorrow? Do you guys do it at the hotel, or what's kind of?
We don't give out all that information, but we will do pretty much our normal week's work. It just happens to be in another city.
How solid has Terrence Knighton been throughout the season, and how important of a role does he play each week in the run stopping?
Well, a huge role, and no pun intended. He has been a tremendous addition. I think, I thought he had a very good year for us a year ago. I think this year he's asserted himself more so as a leader. So he's been voted one of the defensive captains. So I've been very, very pleased with, his growth since he's been here.
You talk so much about offensive guys who watch film to get better, particularly quarterbacks. Chris Harris uses that tool. Is that uncommon how much film he watches, or maybe we just don't know how much?
No, I mean, we challenge him. You know, I think, everybody's, coaches included, you know, they're all in. It's a passion to get players better. It's a passion by the players to get better. One of those avenues is watching film, and our guys do a good job. Our video people here do a fantastic job as far as creating the environment to do that in. We've got, full-time video running in the locker room on big screens. So I'm not saying that's necessarily the best way, but it's always being programmed into them.
Chris seems to be able to.
Do you think they do better now because you can carry it with you on the iPad?
There's no doubt. I mean, even when I was laid up back there in North Carolina, I was able to watch. They pushed the video through, wirelessly, and I could get every practice, I could get all the cut-ups. I even got to talk to the team, live, so whatever they call that stuff, FaceTime. Technology's really adjusted everything. I mean, I remember we used to literally cut up 16-millimeter film, so it's come a long ways.
I remember watching.
Yeah, that could be frustrating too when somebody didn't splice it correctly.
The second part is being able to take what you see and apply it. Like just watching the film doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, there's an art to it. I mean, there's certain
things that really benefit from that part of it.
Well, no doubt. And I think, most of your top players, I mean, that's what separates everybody. Everybody's got a skill set or a talent to be here, have one of those chairs. I think what separates it is, mentally, work ethic, all those things that so you can play fast. And kind of knowing what's going to happen before it happens helps.
Coach Demaryius attributed last Sunday, to the week of practice he had last week.
Yep.
What did you see out of Ronnie, CJ, and Juwan?
We've had a good week. I've been very pleased with the way they've gone about their business. It still continues as we board these buses and then the planes to get to New York, as far as continuing in that preparation. So, the people you mentioned, as well as others, had excellent weeks.
Can you describe Chris Harris's growth since he's come into the league and how he's showing how he's been elite this year?
Well, I think, one of the things, we measure a lot of stuff in evaluation, 40 speed, height, all the physical attributes. But the thing that's hard to measure is, what's in there and, what's under that left nipple. So, he's special those ways, very competitive, and been pleased.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.